Today, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. There's a Meirei Dikechem Sofer, Chidush Nifla, which he brings in four places: Sayin Shalos Teshuvos in Yeridaya, Sayin Drashos from Sofer, Sayin Teres Moshe in two places. That, regarding the Haflo of Lag BaOmer, from Sofer is Mechadesh Tilvi Plois. That the pasuk says in this week's parsha grada, "V'safartem lechem mimochras haShabbos miyoyim haviyachem es Omer," and he says if you count up the letters, the resh of Omer is the 33rd letter, which is meramez that the Omer, which is a remez on the mon, Omer lagilgoilus, as the pasuk says, when did the mon begin to fall for Kal Yisrael, which includes all the Shefa, Bracha, etc., Dafka Lag BaOmer. Why in Pashut the Cheshvin? Pasuk it says on the 15th of the Chodesh Hasheni of Ir, they came to Midbar Sin, and there was no Lechem, and everyone is Krechsi and Krechink, Derech HaKodesh of Kal Yisrael. And the Chum Sofer is Mechadish, based on a Medrash, that it was 3 days later. Why 3 days? Because there's a Medrash in Esther Rabba, which says that the Eibishter doesn't let Klal Yisrael be Betzorah more than 3 days. But by Esther it says, Vayim HaShlishi, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, a fast was for 3 days. By Avram it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, and eventually, Vayim HaShlishi, Vayarzabakim Mirochi, Al Derav Zeh, when they were put in the Mishmar by the Shvotim, it says they were put for 3 days, and the Chayoyna was B'mei Hadoga, 3 days, B'chulu. So for 3 days from Tesvav Ir, they were starving. And then the Eibishter gave them on the 18th of Ir, which happens to work out every year. Look at any calendar. Which the Chasam Sofer himself notes that the Gemara in Shabbos Pezayin learns not that way. Because the Gemara says the next day they came on Tesvav Ir was a Shabbos, and the next morning the mon began to fall, right? So the Gemara is learning, Rashi brings it all out to you, that when it says for 6 days you will gather and the seventh day will be Shabbos, the mon won't fall, that includes that week itself. So we're talking about that week. The Chasam Sofer Alpi Medrash is learning generally throughout the Midbar, the 40 years, it was 6 days falling over that week. It fell on the Tuesday, which was Lag BaOmer. Hello? Now, the emes is to gate minister, I'm not a historian, let my nafkin mean it to me, whether it fell on the Sunday or the Tuesday, whether it was Tesvav or Tezayin. The end I found in the Tzvila Tzadik, the Holy Rebbe of Blushuk, a whole discussion of why Lag BaOmer is Mesugul for Refuas and Yeshuas and Brachas, Farichas Yomim, because the Gemara says in Tainis Davches, the Maizdor Mishmol Nachmeni, Man Diyoev, Mezoin Lechayehu Diyoev. So since even Lishitas Shastilam, that when did the mon fall? But the 3rd day of the falling of the mon, which 3 days established a chazakah, ben kach was Lag BaOmer. So Kaponim, I find that Lag BaOmer, Chai Ir, according to all Shitas, is connected to the mon. So Rabbi Pinchas Friedman explains, that it says, Hidin imam to lechem lechem min ha-shamayim. And on Shabbos it fell, Erev Shabbos it fell, Lechem Mishna. And Lechem refers to Torah, Lechu Lachmu B'Lachmi. And there's two types of Torah, Lechem in Hashemayim and Lechem in Horus. I'm not going to the American, which refers to the Sisrei Torah Kabbalah is Lechem in Hashemayim. And Nigla de Torah, Halacha Poshet, is Lechem in Horus. For that you have to have a Yegiyah, Yegati Umatalsi Tamin, right? That you have to Horava. And then you have your Lechem in Hashemayim, and the Eibishter sends, Soyed Hashem Lirei of Abrish Leidim, the Eibishter sends us Lechem in Hashemayim, which is Sisrei Torah, which is the Torah of the Eibishter, the way Torah is in Atzilus, as Reb Chaim Vital writes in Nakdom of Teitz Chaim, etc. And he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi, that when Reb Shimon Vayechoi was nostalgic from the world, Reb Abba, who actually wrote the Zohar HaKadosh, so he said, he was crying, and he said, woe to us, till now we had the mon, and the rechayim, that was toichin the mon, down here with earth, on earth, and we could amass great quantities of mon, of Sisrei Torah, and today it's all taken, we only have just the zecher. that in Senes Hamon put in the Oren, etc., etc., etc. So I see that the Torah of Shem Yechoi is already connected to Mon, which is why I have the Chansoyper's board of Lag BaOmer Chayir connected to Mon is connected to the Pashtos, that Lag BaOmer is connected to Rashbi. So far, so good. I want to explain this, just not in his derech, but a different mahalach, but the same nekuda. What is the connection of the Torah of Rashbi to Mon? We'll just come into the whole theme of Lag BaOmer, and we'll connect it in Yisrael Hashem to this week's parsha. The Hektim. There's a famous chido in Midbar Kedemos, in Dvash Lefi, in various places, where he asked the poshet akasha. Remember when Kal Yisrael saw the Mon, they didn't know what it is, was just like, what do you do with this? Manhu, right? What was the problem? Because there's a halachic shayla. The Mon is the chlechem in the Shemayim. It's Maisen Nisim. Hello? Yeah? And there's a Gemara, Tainus, which says that you're not allowed to be nene from Maisen Nisim. Right? How then did Kal Yisrael have a right to eat the Mon, to be nene from the Mon? No? There are hundreds of answers given to this discussion. The Chido himself wants to answer, hey, you're in the Midbar. It's not Pshat. If you won't buy from Eid HaChredis, you could buy from Rav Lando, you could buy from... There's no other place to get food here. You're otherwise going to die. Right? So together, Pigoch Nefesh, they had no bravery, they had to eat them up. You like that answer? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So everybody asks. The whole heter to eat the mon was mitzat pigoch nefesh. So you should only be. The sefer Megadim Chadoshim, Muri take a sefer, Hein take a Satmar fellow. He says, but these four rayas that the mon was eaten not just in order to keep body and soul together, mitzat pigoch nefesh. The mon, the pasuk is mefurish, the mon was given, uba boikir, you'll have lechem, l'soil, you'll be satiated, full with it. Right? And the pasuk says, Tilim, lechem abirim achalish, seidah shalach lehem, l'soivah. Right? The piyut in Shabbos HaGadol says, lechem abirim achal, it says, madoni melech uichlim usveim, yoitzi chipozim, sifka mozim l'soivah v'loi l'rosim. Tafka, it was l'soivah. It was, if the emes mon is maisenism, which l'chur it is, right? And you're now to be nene from Maizenism, so you should only be allowed to eat to keep alive. What gave you the right to eat L'Soiva? The emes is the same kasha you could ask on Rashbi, and everyone does. Rashbi and Rabbi Elazar are in the Meira. And as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf, come on, Lamed Gimel, you're not going to be a genius, he said this last week, hello, that the Eibishter made a miracle, that he created a tree of Charuvin, together with a mice. Now, this is obviously mice and nisim. Normally the Gemara says it takes 70 years for the charuvim to flourish and to be ready to eat. Hello? Nishna does. There's a... They bring b'shem remusha galanta kabbalah ish mi pi ish ad rashbi. Hello? What was this tree of charuvim? Hello? Anybody out there? Karuv, boxer, carob, hello? Over Shabbos, it turned into tomorrow. You never heard this before? It turned into tomorrow. Kabbalah ish mi pi ish ad rashmi. It's brought by Ramosha Galanta, brings it. Ramosha Harava HaKodesh HaMakubal HaLaki Rabbi Moshe Galanta. You want to know who brings it, actually? In Sforam HaKadosh. It's a Medrash Talpiyah. It's Mar Ois Ches Onof Charuv Ayin Shok. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just a... Alishtet in Medrash Talpiyah is B'Shem Moshe Galanta. It's good enough for me.
Maybe it's $50.
I don't really know. I don't really care. I have Amunus Chachomim, Azoish Teitin Medrash Talpias, Shmigit. When the Divrei Cheskel, the Shin of Arav, says, it's Merumas in the Pasuk in Tilim, Tzadik Katomar Yifroch. The Tzadik, even the Charuvim, which is a Michael Behem, Chazal say, turns into Tmorim, and the Pasuk, next Pasuk says, Shesulim Beveis Hashem, says the Shin of Arod, you don't got to be a rocket scientist. The Shulma Beit Hashem is the same Rashi Tevis as Shin Reichot. So this is like a miracle, Shevamir, a Nes, Petech, Nes, Petech, Nes, right? Hello? If you do tshuva, you'll be able to be mine.
I try to make
tshuva. Okay. My dear sweet holy, I'm not arguing, as you state in Medrash Tapias, Smigl. Hello.
Yeah.
Stell sich the shayla, how was Rashbi nene for meisen yisim? While derech said the kasha is also asked. He was there in the Meir for 13 years, yeah? How did he have wine for Kiddush, and how did he have lechem mishnah, and how did he have cholent, and whatever? He didn't have to eat on Shabbos. Hello? And the chitema, maybe he didn't have it. Hello? So there's a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi that Rav Shimon gives edus that he never missed any one of the Gimel Sudas on Shabbos. But the simple answer is brought in the Sefer Eishel from Rav Shabbos Lifshitz, the Urshav Adayin. It's Mekubul in Svara Magdashin that Elio Hanovi Zohar Latoyev came every twice a day to learn with Rashbi and the Meira. In fact, the Maral and Netzach Yisrael Perich of Ches bring that there are Mekumis Kedoshim Ba'ulam, which are Mesugul for Gili Elikus, and one of them is the Meiris HaRashbi. Kedua, people go there today. I was there once and I wanted to take from the Buxer tree is still growing there, and there was Buxer on the floor. I was dying to take a piece. Just, I was scared to touch it. I was scared, like, things that are, I'm a simple rabbi, you know, like, hello? Right? Anyway, to cut a long story, I heard belated that the Belz Rebbe every year by like Lagba Imritish, they bring him from that, Echshi. So Eliyahu Navi brought him, right? How do I know that if Eliyahu Navi brings you food for Shabbos, yeah, that it's Maisa Nisim? Because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei, that Rebbe had a terrible mechush in his eyes, and the doctor was niskashi, he couldn't find the refuah, and he had terrible pain, right? Shtelzik the Shaila de Gemara Gufa said that Elio Hanovi was rogel every day to come to Mesif to the Rebbe. So if Elio Hanovi was coming, having talking to Elio Kedabra Yishol Rehu, why don't you ask him to bring a refuah? That's what he does for a living, hello? Says Rebbe Yankov Emden Alasar, because when Elio Hanovi creates a refuah, it's called Maisenism, and Rebbe didn't want to be Nene from Maisenism. So how was Rashbi Nene from miracles? So the answer, there's many answers. Simple answer, the Chos Rebbe is the Yavitz, it is Pirish, the Perke Ovis, and Perik Hey, right on the Madrega of Rashbi, that he was Bivchinas Odom HaRishin in Gan Eden prior to the Chet Eitadas, prior to his downfall. In fact, Reb Shila Kutner brings me Yeshua's Malka in the back in the Kutim. The meaning in Eretz Yisrael was, there was a ruler, the whole swarm written on it in Eretz Yisrael by the Hilula of Rashbi. They used to throw, they threw fancy begodim in the Madura, in the fire. And some maizim and paltashas, well, incoming again. Shtelz of the Shaila, hello. Where did this minute come from? Says Shila Gutner, because since Rashbi was on the Madreg of Adam Arishin, Koidam Achet, and it was Vehi Shlehem Arumim, Veloyus Beshoshu. Hello. Asher Alkain, that to show the Madrega of Rashbi, they would take the garments which only exist after the Chet and burn them. This is Gerad de Derech Agav. I mentioned countless times the famous Medrash, which said that when Adam Arishin sinned in the Chet Adas, he was poigim in the three Alfin. Remember we discussed this? The Aleph of Adnai, the Aleph of Emes, and the Aleph of Adam, right? And the Bnei Yisachar and Regal Yishara famously says in Mareches Oves that the three Oves Akdashim came to him in the Chet Adas. Avram Avinu came from the second, the Aleph of Odin, right? Which if you take the Aleph out of Odin, you're left with Din. Yitzchak, who was Poshet Tzavore, and was willing to be Shefech Dome Kamayim by the Akedo, he was Poyge, he was Mesakin what? Hello? Odom, Adam, out of the Aleph. And Yankiv Avinu, with Yankiv Avinu, Loimeth, he put the aleph back into mes, and you get emes. Hence, Yankov Avinu loy mes. And this answers 100 kashas. Says the Holy Ben Yisosfer, Ovis aleph beis vav tav b'miluay is gematria tav kuf nun beis 552, which is one more than emes adnai emes aleph. Hello? Says Rav, I'm sure, just adds to it. Oh, Shimon ben Yochai is gematria, also Tav Kuf Nun Beis. Because Rav Shimon ben Yochai came to Misakin, he's in the Madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidem. Hachet. Asher Alken, you find Mefurish and Zoyer, that when Rav Shpi was with his Talmidim and they were thirsty, and the Abish they made a miracle, a Mayan, and they didn't know whether to be Nena from it, and Rashbi says, even though I don't ask for miracles, Abba the Abish the Shikt, take. Because, in other words, people on the Madrega of Rashbi are allowed to be Nene from Eitanis. Pshat. The Eibishter, when he created the world, he created a good world. And Adam Rishon is in Gan Eden, and Malachim are Tzaylin and Yayin, and they're bringing them buff, etc., etc., etc. It's only because of the downfall of the errors of men, right, that we messed up. And now is man was cursed. There's death and there's illness and all the tzaras that we know, right? Oh, but people like Rashbi, Arbechinas, they transcend all of these tzaras. Why is that? So you could look at it in two ways. Just two mahalchim, and each one is deeper than the other. I'm not going to be mad. I want to get to start the shiur. The whole arichas. We know, first of all, the Gemara in Bruch, Stavchov. I've said this 1,000 times. Amalera, popular baye, Maishna, Rishonim, that they had this Rachash Lunisa, and our generation, we cry, we scream, we hack, and nothing happens. So we said, Rishonim, the Kamaster, Nafshayu, Akidushas Hashem, they are Zoycha to Nisa. Says the Beishmo, Achman, all the Sfarim Akdashim, based on Poshet, Rishonim, Adnoinim, a person who serves the Eibush, the Bederach HaTeva, with his own Teva, you know, Akad B'Zuloi, I got to have my 8 hours of sleep and have my beauty nap and whatever, and eat, three times a day, because Shulchan Shalem B'Shaita, you know? So the Eibush fears, you're a good guy, you're not a bad lad, but, you know, you get also Bederach HaTeva. Someone who's Meisr Nefesh Al Kedushas Hashem, right? He breaks himself, he's Meisr Nefesh, so that he breaks his teva, the Eibishter midah keneged midah gives him also lemaila min hateva. Hence, whenever you need a nes, all the Sfarim HaKadoshim say you're in Mitzrayim and you're memtesh aritum and you got to go out with nisim. So we give you two miracles: dam mila and dam pesach, mesiras nefesh, mesiras nef, dam kriyas yamsuf, nachshem raminodav, etc., etc. Whenever you need a nes lemaila min hateva, break your own teva. Nishnolof. The Rishonim already said, Barichos Niflo, I go through all the I'm not time to elaborate. You look in Rabbeinu Bechai, you look in Reishis Chochma, you look in all the Sforim HaKadoshim, Rishonim and Akedah, etc., etc. The Eibishter, this is the Vort, a Tifer Vort. When the Eibishter created the world, Bereishis Bar Elikim, Elikim is Gimachi HaTeva, Aber lechatchila, he built into the DNA, into the genetic code of the Bria, that the Bria is meshubid, the Teva is meshubid to do the Ratzon of Tzadikim, the Tnoi Harishna, you find Bekriyas Yamzu, to do the Ratzon of Tzadik. And therefore it's not really a Nes, Tifagaret, that goof is the Teva of the Welt, that the Teva is Nichna B'Shem Tzadik. I'll give you just one example. In the Sifrei Marash of Shmuel Engel, remember Yosef HaTzadik, his brothers, he comes, and he reveals himself, and they're like scared, and Yosef HaTzadik says, Hastachas Elohim Oni, Atem Choshavtem Elohim, Elohim Choshav L'Tev. So she tells us, why Elohim Choshav L'Tev? Elohim is Midas Adin, she says, Havaya Choshav L'Tev. Unishnvot, you look in the Targum Al-Asar, Hastachas Elohim Oni, Hare Dechila Dehavaya Ano. I am someone who fears Yudke Vovke. Why did the Targum change from Elikim to Havai? Nor Pshat is Azoy. There's that Hoga of Teva, Elikim, and Hoga of Nes, which is Shem Havai, right? Yetzav HaTzadik tells the brothers, Hastachas Elikim ani. Am I under Elikim mid derech hateva? I'm someone who fears the Eibishter, not Hashem Avayah, and therefore I'm not subjugated to nature. So therefore, Elikim Chosh v'Letoiv is all turned around, even mitzad hateva. In other words, you see by, I can take a board from the present Satmar Rebbe is also going to say. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, we discussed this countless times, remember the fellow whose wife died in childbirth, and he couldn't feed the baby, the newborn baby, and he had a miracle, and Nasali dad him, and he fed him. And Rabbi Yosef says, wow, what a great fellow, you know, like a miracle. And Abaye says, Kama Garua, how Garua is this person, Deishtanul is the Gracious. Yeah? What's the pshat? Because the Gemara says, if you have a nest, the Menachem Leim is Chiyosef. You get subtracted minus. Says the Mashal, Avada, the person who the Eibishter made as a miracle, he must have had Gevaldik Chuyos. Al Korchach Musim Razadok. Nervos. If you're using up your Chuyos for miracles, then you're going to miss out in whatever. Yeah? Aber someone who learns Torah. Someone's a Torah, right? And the whole Bria, the Teva, is Meshubit to Teira, then you don't say Menachem Leim Yisruyos. So the Rebbe said, that's what by Noach. Noach is Tzadik Tomim. Tomim means wholesome. He hasn't forfeited any of his Chuyosin. Because Es Elikim is Halech Noach, Heshtik Hecher from Teva. Why Es Elikim is Halech Noach is Rashi Tevis Chochum. Through Teira, which we'll soon explain, if you Megala, the Teira is Megala, the Emes and the Bria, that all of the Teva is Meshubit to Teira. Right? Then you're not Menachem Leim Yisruyos. And therefore it's brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim, that Rechayim HaKadosh says in Chayfet Hashem, that the Gemara says, the Ein Maskir Maisa Nisim, right? Because the Eibishter made a Teva, that's only for ordinary people, Masha'in came from Tzadikim, they're not called Bnei Adam, they're called Yisoy Deho'ilam, Tzadik Moshe B'li Rasalikim, and the Mishnah which says that Ein Maskir Maisa Nisim is talking to the average man on the street. And it's brought down from the Chagas Aryan, Gurus Aryan, all the, I can tell you hundreds of, I'll give you just one example, I'm not going to have time to elaborate. The Tavchumo, a person who davens, his wife is Muberes, and he davens, Eibishter, send me a ben, Zohar. Right? Yeah? What? Harizet filashov when? You obviously are not a Gera. No. Because if you're a Gera, you would have learned Yushalmi. And you'll find the Machlokes Babli and Yushalmi. The Babli says, Azar Boim Yoim. Yushalmi says, and so is in Tanchuma. I told you, not a Gera. The Babli says, Azar Boim Yoim, and the Yushalmi says, until Yesheves Alam Nishpur. All 9 months. And so is brought in Tanchuma. Says, the Kemarna, right, is Eilu va'Eilu Dibur Lechem Chaim, Mara Machal, it depends who. An ordinary bloke, until 40 days. The Kemarna says, a person, a tzaddik, right, he could do it ad Sheshevas Alam Mishma. This answers many other Gemaras and many other Kashas. Okay, let's go back to our Mon. How were Yidin Nene from the Mon? So it's a pasuk. Hinni Mamtir, next word. Lachem, why Lachem? Says the Holy Chlisharim and Sefer Aschus, Lachem, Vetera Dafka, even the Mon is Rashi Tevis, Maisenisim, and you're not to be Nene from Maisenisim. The Abishi gave a unique heter to be Nene from the Mon, from the Maisenisim. Right? Why is that? Who was Shadiban? I'm thinking, the way the Fasemus explains it at length. Because the Eibush to Lechatchila, the Shari Shemayim are Psuchim, the way the Eibush to created mankind, the Eden should have Reuv, Shefa, Bracha, Batlacha, Rafuas, Yeshuas, Bracha, whatever you need. It's only as a reserve, the Melech of Lejansk, and the Melech brings from his brother the Reb Zusha, it comes Shnas HaShmito, and he says, V'chisoimru, Manoichu, then the Tzivisi has Bracha, why do you need a special Bracha? Because naturally there should be Shefa, Bracha, Batlacha. You now have Sveikis in Amunah. Right? This is the Shtikul Amni Melech. It says in Pasuk, Hinini Mamtir Lochem, right? Hinini B'loshnoiva full of brachas. Aber v'yatzo ha'am v'liktu. You think you're a wise guy, you'll sit by your computer terminal till 2 in the morning, and your wife will be in Amman, your kid will be asleep, and from then you'll have hoin rav. Then you got to go out and horim. Right? But in the natural state, if yira zemunah bitochen, which I have no time to elaborate, that's the whole theme of Lag BaOmer, etc., Akhtadam, for those who know what I'm talking about, then you're able to what get the bracha automatically. In other words, the pasuk the Sfar Makdashim say the yitain l'cha l'kim chazal darshin yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. The first time's garnished; it's automatic. You mess up and you want whatever you want that you lack the emuna, then the Eibishter and you're from the gather of ayarach es breach because of chazal darshin boigdov. Now you need b'tivis a new bracha. So when is it also lenis meisenisim? When you can be nenef meisenisim? Only what? Only by the felt in amun. If by you there's a chilik, you're an elchiy, you're from ye. But by you there's a chilik between nes and teva. Okay. In your own avodas Hashem and your amunah, right? I'll give you an example. I've said this like 1,000 times. Gemara in Tainus. You all know the Gemara daf kafei. That Gemara says chad beishimshi chazli lebrate dehave yatsiva. Rachanina ben Doisa, the Melumah ben Nisim, right? He sees it's Friday night, like our Shabbos already, Ben Ashmoshes. His daughter is long face. What happened? She said, I made a mistake, right? Klishel choymet is chalafli be klishel shemen. By mistake, instead of kindling a keli of oil, instead I lit a keli of choymet, of vinegar, and an idlik. Amar lo. So Rav Chanina says, Ma'ichpa, biti ma'ichpa, what difference does it make? Misha Amar l'shemen v'yad l'yikim l'chaymes v'yad, the same Eberishtu made shemen burn, offer white, kuduch make chaymes. So the Ben Yehoyada Alasar asked the obvious question. She already lit it, and she saw it was burning, and she couldn't differentiate, she couldn't discern between the chaymes and the shemen. So what's the problem? What's she getting all upset about? What's that tzivus? If she lit the candle for Neir Shabbos Kodesh and it burnt and she saw it lighting, shining, so why is she depressed? Why is she upset?
It's not nice. It's not the lack.
It did the lack. My dear sweet holy brother, it's a machloikis between you and the Gemara. The Gemara said it did the lack. No, no, no. That's not true.
What is true? Give me the Gemara. I want to listen to
the Gemara. But you're on time. I'm on time. The Gemara says clearly that the lack. Right? Asher al came to the Ben Yehoyada, asked the Kasha, so my... She saw it already. When Nishnath, it burned for when? The whole Shabbos. The mitzvah of lighting candles Friday night. What a whole Shabbos. Says the Ben Yehoyada from the Ben Ishchai, Moiridik, Moiridik, Moiridik. What is the purpose of Neir Shabbos Kodesh? Shalom bayis, shal yikashul meitzum el. And if it was Maisa Nisim is also Mano. So what health to smear? What is it helping me that it's burning? Hello? It's Maisa Nisim, I can't benefit from it. What's the feet's whole purpose? Says Rav Chanina ben Doisa, the difference, but that also the Hennis Maisa Nisim is only for someone where there's a chilek between Nisim and Teva. But if you hold that Misha Amar L'Shem and the Adagim and L'Choim is Biadlik, and your ruggle melumet benisim, and a horayit lit a whole Shabbos, right? To teach you that we find ourselves totally lemailim and atev. I'll give you an example for this. Oh, yeah. There's a famous Reb Shlomo Kluger. We'll talk about it. I want to start this year, but you know, on Shabbos on Chanukah Melech, the whole tumul Reb Shlomo Kluger. They lit the menorah, and the menorah had this lechura ma'isa nisim by Chanukah. Yes, hello. And if it was ma'isa nisim, depending on which one of the million answers of the Bezos Kashi you're going to take, right? So it's also, you know, to have anno. If it's also to have anno, so Rav Shlomo Kluger asked that it's not mimashki yisrael. And if it's not mimashki yisrael, it's not kosher. You could tumul zech until Mashiach comes with all the terutzim and discussion about is it Maisa Nisim, is the Maisa Menorah compared to the Mizbeach, is Mashki Yisrael, is it Gavri, is it Chetz, we can talk about. The simple answer is, right, that when is there a problem? You know, the sentence Svarim HaKadosh, the Musa Svarim, one of the billion answers to the answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha, right, is 7 days there was a miracle. The first day you light, in order to teach you that that oil naturally, B'derech HaTeva, burns, is also a miracle. And there's no chilek. Why are you celebrating that on the first night of Hanukkah? You can celebrate that in the middle of Chveis Nishwer, in the middle of Tammuz. No, the prerequisite to be nenef from the Ma'aseh Nisim of Hanukkah is dafka when you realize that teva is a nes. Once teva and nes is one and the same, then you're able to benefit. Which, by the way, Hanukkah is what midah, as any school child who went to Course 101 in Basic Kabbalah will know, the midah of hoid, hello, and hoid is hoido, milashin moidim, and Chazal say moidim mikal, those who are koifer. When you're dealing in derech hateva and the chushi chasa oritz, and you got the yavon and whatever, and then to come the midas hoid, which is Hanukkah, that is the kunz of Hanukkah, which by the way, Lag BaOmer is hoid shevahoid, same idea. Givalt, there's a Gemara in, to go a step further before I begin to share, I'm like, oh. There is a Gemara in Mi'ila Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, Pam Achas, the Rishoyim, the Rim, made a Gezeira on Yisrael, they shouldn't keep Shabbos, Shuliyamulu es B'neim, and they should be boil nidus. And they had to send someone to Rome to annul the decree. Who did they send? No, Rashi Rabbi Yochai, because he's a Malumid B'nis, right? By the way, he was Mavatel Gzeira. What happened was, on the way, there was a Shindalit by the name of Kamilioi. Hello? He's not one of the Shindalits I come across very often in my daily work. But this Kamilioi asked, could I go with you? Right? And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai started crying. He said, the Shivcha in my Zayda's house, the Malach came to Hagar 3 times, and me, I got a travel mate, right? A Shindalit. But he got no brayer. He said, Yoveh and Esmi Kolmokim, and he went with the Shindalit, and the Shindalit, they went to Rome, and the Shindalit entered into the Basa Kesar, the princess, right? And he said, Tamilian, get out of there, beat it, scram, right? And he went out, and they saw this man is like, you know, hello. And they said, anything you want, I'll go to the Gidzei HaMelech to bring you. They saw Rebbe Mahatzitan, and they found the decree, and they were Mevatel. By the way, Derech Agav, were the 3 things they wanted to be Mevatel? Shabbos, Mila, Nida. Rashi Tevis? Shemen! Which is the reason why the Minhag Yisrael is to burn Shemen by the Lulav Rashbi, because he was a Melumah Ben Nisan. That's by the way. Right? The Shaila is, why in the world, it's Derech Agav, I'm just saying the Vina Rav, just parenthetically, why did they have to present the Shindalit with it, make this whole kunz? Hello? You find in Zohar HaKadosh that the Shimon Bar Yochai came once to Lud, and people are dying on the streets, there's a Magefa, there's Dever, and he said, right? And finished, the Magefa is over. And when they told this to Rabbi Meir, he said, look at the greatness of Rashbi. When Moshe Rabbeinu, they wanted to have a Gezeira, there was a whatever. So Aaron HaKohen had to come with Ketores, had to do a Maisa, and Vayami ben HaMeisa ben HaChayim. Rashbi just says, V'chikzo Emer V'tokom Loch, bingo, just with Bedibur Piv, he stopped the Magefu and B'chayim HaMeisa, Alagutazach. Hello? So why over here did he need to come with the Shindalit as a travel mate, the Plekunz? So the pshat is, as we said, that the Iker of Rashbi is there is no chilik between Nes and Teva. Kidvarim hayadum of the Holy Name of Limelech, Vayavayu b'nei Yisrael b'zechayom b'yabasha, then it says b'yabasha b'zechayom, that even when they see miracles from the Eibishter, they realize, right, that not only I go b'zechayom and it becomes b'yabasha, even when I go b'yabasha, every day, whatever, it's also b'zechayom. Nervos. Which is parenthetically, when a tzaddik is mevatel, it's called v'shafta mayim b'sosoin, min mayne ha-yeshua, right? There's a mayim. Then every generation you could tap into the koyach, in the floyd, the nisim, and the floyd of tzaddikim. The mayim for, as it says in Yitvleh, famous pshat, v'avram oidenu oimed lifnei Hashem, that the tefillahs of Avram, the old tzaddikim, are kayim ad lo oimei elamim. And the Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel, he said, you remember by the Yam, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you, right? Matitza ke lai, daven b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. What's the thing of all? You shouldn't daven b'nei Yisrael. Hello? Now, if Moshe, said this happened, if Moshe would be pale Yeshua's in the koyach of his tefillah, then when you want to resurrect this, you want to happen again, so you'll have to have a tefillah of Moshe. Moshe is the tzaddik gadol, right? The Eibishter wanted that even when Yidin are not worthy, in Seif Kol Adiris, they'd be able, Moshe, not through Moshe's tefillah, but just through Amunah, cross the Yam, and therefore, Oib Azoi, why was Rashbi crying? Of course Rashbi doesn't need Shindalit, he doesn't even need Maloch, it's the Herchef Nalt, Norvos. He saw that the Seif HaYomim, if I want to be the Mayan for Kol Yisrael, I'm going to be a Shval HaMatziv. So even then, together with, right? And that's why we say, Ashrei Om, who are Bar Yechai, Nimshachta, Ashrei Om, whatever, Ashrei Om, Shehem Limudecha, they learned from the Mashiach, the Midas, Trumius of Rashbi, and it's Bar Yechai, Atzei Shittim, what does Atzei Shittim, what does Chazal Dash on the Pasuk, Atzei Shittim, Shem HaToyver Ovad, Tzikuyim, Abotel, Tikvosam, Talmud Loimer, Atzei Shittim, Oimdim, La'adol, El Milomim, that the Zchus of Rashbi is in all generations. I'm just pointing out, Rashbi opened up the Pesach, the Tzinor, that in all generations, whatever Matzav Kol Yisrael is, you tap into the Torah of Rashbi, and you have Nisim L'mayla Menatev. And this is also, just by the way, before I begin, this is also connected to the Parsha Emor, which begins with what? The Mitzvah of Kehanim, right? That a Koyin, it can't be Metameh, right? Except for a Shiva Kraven, with the exception of the Koyin Gadol Me'echov. He can't be metame even for the kroivim. Because it says in Svarim Rechaim, the Talmud says in the sixth parsha, when something bad happens in a family, it's metame, it has a contaminating negative effect. All the mishpacha all come from one sheirish and nisham. Mashiach came the koyin hagodlo as a shemen amishcha. Shemen is something we said last week, which is sof al pnei kol amashkin. He's totally removed, aloof from everything in the world, even his mishpacha, and therefore men amigdush lo yetsi. He can't, doesn't go after the Beis Hamikdash. And by the Beis Hamikdash, the koyin shekadashim, it says oiz v'chedva. Then the koyin is only joy and happiness. Therefore, belag ba'omer is gimatria simcha. By Rashbi, it says what? Well, hello. Bar Yechai Nimshachta Ashrecha. He's the Chinuch from Koyan Gadol in the Bar Yechai, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore he's Mushul from all of these negativity, which, by the way, Derech Agav, I say every year the story, I say it like 1,000 times, the Satmar Rebbe was once in Eretz Yisrael, Hey Menachem Ov, which is the yard side of Rabbeinu Harizal, and he was in Tzfas at the Tzion, and from there, on the way back to Yerushalayim, they brought him to Meiron. And the minig in Meiron by Rashbi is that after you finish your avodas hakodesh, mach the tensel. I must tell you just there, Agav, while I'm talking, I think I once went to a Shabbos chaskus for people Nebuch 8 time. They have no the suffering with infertility, and people there told me Eidei Raya. They after they finished by Rashbi, they made Mr. Shabbos. They'll make him a mamalka. They had time to wait. They took taxis from Tzfas to Meiron. They're having a Shabbos like, and they went all the young light started dancing. Right, as Kaminig Yisrael, and suddenly a man with a long white beard came in the middle, and a big broad hat, or downbrim hat, by the way, and he was standing in the middle, and he picked out one younger man after the other, like 7, 8 younger light, and he danced each one separately, and they were made that each one of those 8 younger light had a baby within the year.
Who is this man?
Rashbi!
How do you know?
Okay, it was Baba Sali. I don't know, whatever. It was a Shia Lekarasir. I don't know. They're telling you a story.
The story.
I give up.
The Sipur Yafe.
Sipur Yafe. Fine. Akit Sirama said something that they asked the Shia Shazelik Margolis, one of the Mukubola Yishalayim, asked the Satmareba, is he allowed to dance? Because usually in most years, Hey Menachem Ov falls out in the 9 days. So the Satmareba answered, yes, you can, because by Rashbi it says Oiz v'chedvo b'mekoyim. Ki yodua the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya brings that by neshamas like Rashbi there was no churban. That's the inyan of Bar Yochai b'kodesh hakadoshim. Etc. It's like every 100 rayas and gematrias, but in kamakoyim. in Gerada, the Rav of Tzfas, Rav Shmuel Heller, when he was Rav in Tzfas, came the Debi Yecheskel, the Shin of Rav came, and then a whole pilpul, a whole machloikas, are Kahanim allowed to go in to the Tzion of Meirah? And Rav Shmuel Heller tainit that it's a Kabbalah, Derach, Adar, and Eretz Yisrael, that they do go. I'm not getting involved the whole shock of Tarya, but Dafka Meirah, they do go, and one of the answers, because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there was above, it min amigdish lo yeitzei, at b'chilim koyin gadol, there's no, not mitah, whatever. Which, by the way, if you remember tonight, you're going to say Sefiras Hayim. And you remember, there's l'amateach b'neginus that you say by Sefiras Hayim. And how many words are there in the 49 words of l'amateach b'neginus? 49.
Nine.
Which is the word which is connected to lot 33? Elikim. Why Elikim? Say the Sforim, because Elikim is... Ah, Elohim is Nutrikun Yochol Ani Lifter HaOilam Min Hadin. That even Elohim, which is a teva, the whole part we're trying to say, that Derech HaTeva is Meshubet to Rashi. Kiyodua, there's a Svarim HaKadoshim, the Prio 8, it's brought in Sefer Tal Chaim, that a person who Hol Avodas Hashem is Shalei Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, and it's all L'Shem Shemayim, he's allowed to benefit because everything he does and everything he is for a mitzvah, for the sake of the Eibishter, and mitzvah is Lala Henesit. You with me? Okay, now we can start this. I'll just tell you what I wanted to say. We need like 5 hours or so. There's a pasuk in this week's parsha. I wanted to get in the same idea, the same theme. The pasuk in this week's parsha, v'kidashtoi, kizlechem lekechu makariv, from which the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Tes learns, v'kidashtoi, the Kohen has first rights to everything. He's called up Rishon, he benches Rishon. Rishon, hello? Yeah? So someone asked an interesting shayla. If you're a chevra kaddish, hello? Two mazes, two levites. A Kohen and a Yisroel. Tam Chochon and Amoritz. So you have, whatever, you have a Gemara in Hurrius, you have a Gemara in Yeridei and Shinun Dalet, right? Tam Chochon comes first. What about a Kohen and a Yisroel? Is there a, it's a fascinating Shaila, for a Kohen la'achar Misa, is there a Din B'Kidash Dei of Kedim? Hello. Which, the whole Piskit Shubat HaTziach HaSod, Tzuktach Velten. Which basically revolve hinges on a Shiloh, which is Avinezer, in two places. Does Misa Mafkia the Kedusha Sakoi? Can I put it another way? Mashiach is coming any day. And there'll be Tchias HaMeisim. Hello? When there'll be Tchias HaMeisim, will the Koyin need a new Mashiach? Or will he suffice with the previous Mashiach? What? Say it again. And if a Kohen in the Zman Shabbos HaMikdash for your Kohen became Tomei, he loses his Mashiach, what are you talking about? Will a Kohen need, will Aaron a Kohen need? No, anybody? We could talk about it for hours. The Gemara is back and forth, whatever. Does the Miso, is that Mafkia? Does that free? Hello? Is there Miso? There's agrada. Someone asked Chaim Zonenfeld, you're learning Shulchan Aruch, there's a Shach in the Taz. Should I learn first the Shach? Because Shach was a Kohen. It's called Tifsei Kohen. Over the Taz. Hello? Fascinating. This is Peter Nozidik. The fascinating Shaila. So I have no time to laugh. You know, I'll give you an example. Pinchas. Hello, Pinchas? Hello? Was Pinchas a Kohen? So you know Rashi, you know the Gemara Zvach. I also know that when I was a kid. Hello? That what? That Linus Kain Pinchas until he killed Zim. What do you do if I tell you the Zohar HaKadosh says he was always a Kohen? Hello? Sheldon has a, why did he need? Apostle. We could talk about it. Hold on. One simple answer is because he killed somebody. And a Kohen who spilled blood is... But a deeper answer, when Pinchas went to Kill Zimri. Hello? Mixtush kebab? Hello? Yeah, you remember that? Hello? It says all the Bnei Shimon came to kill him. And from the fear, Yotzod Nishmosay, and he died. And the Eibushu was Mechayim Nesim. Once the Eibushu was Mechayim Nesim, Parcha Nishmosay, he lost the status as a Kohen, and the Eibushu had to reinstate it. How do you like that? You remember a Amora called Rav Kahana? Hello? Was Rav Kahana a Kohen or not? We could, his name is Kahana, yeah, but Tosfos in a few places, Asteris all over Shas. So one of the many answers is, he was a Kohen. But then as the Gemara says, remember Rav Yochanan was machped on him, and he died, and he asked Rachman. So one is before he died, one is after he died. How do you like that? I'll give you another example. I'm not, I'm just like ashamed, because it's such a beautiful stickle. There's a gorgeous stickle. Maybe I'll say it next. You remember a fellow called Reb Zeira? One second. You guys are five steps ahead of me. I'm a simple guy. Hello? Reb Zeira was ill. And, yes, you remember. Hello? Yeah? And Reb Avoh came to visit him. And he said, if Barkatina, the one who's burnt on the thighs, Reb Zeira, if he gets better, I'll make a Yamatav al Rabban. He got better, and he asked him to, they made this big Suda, and he asked him to bench, to which Reb Zeira said, do you not believe that, that the Balabas has to be Baitseya? Okay. Came to benching, he went to Mechabed Reb Zeira with the benching. He said, do you not hold of the din that the Baitseya is the Mavorech? The EU, what did, said the Gemara, what did Reb Avoh hold? Reb Avoh held, even though the Balabas is Baitseya, aber the guest is Mavorech, he benched. So the Rashba, the Chlisha Rashba al-Asar asked the obvious question. If Reb Avoh held that the Balabas is Baitseya, and the Eirich is Mavorech, so he should bless the Balabas, so why did he offer the bench, the Hamoitzi, the, right, to Reb Zeira in the first place? Hello? Answers the Rashba, because here, since the whole Suda was made, the Chavid Reb Zeira is Refua, right? So, yeah? Therefore, he thought he's called Balabas. Hello? Shtel zich the obvious glaring, you got a hot cup here. Obvious glaring question. Why did the Rashba have to give an answer that he offered Reb Zeira to be Baitseya? Because the whole Suda was in honor of him. Reb Zeira was a Kohen, as the Yishalmi says, and a Kohen is Vorech Rishon. So the Aderes wrote, Aderes, there are a few places, the Aderes says, you know why? Because you said, now the Gemara says that what? That Rabbah and Reb Zeira, they went to Suda's Purim Bardodi. Yes? And Kam Rabbah v'shachtol Reb Zeira. And in the morning had a miracle. It was amazing. So when he's Rav Zeira in Bovel, he was a Kohen. After the story with Rabbah, he was amazing. So he lost his mafkia, the geder of Kahuna. Hello? Hello? The Reb Chaim Berlin, who was the son of the Netziv, got this shtickle Torah from the Aderes. He went ballistic. Hello? How could it be? 100 kashas here. The whole mamash shaklavatay. I believe it's such a gishmaka shaklavatay. You could push it down. But Reb Chaim Berlin, before the Gemara in the beginning of Chelek, how do you know Tchias Amesim and Atayra? Because it says this will be the truma will be la'aron ulabano, right? To give to Aaron, but Aaron never had truma because he never went to Eretz Yisrael. If the Chayim Mashiach will come, but Tchias Amesim, Aaron will get it. Hello. But if you say that when you die, Nifka is a Kedush, we talk about Avi Nezit. So I, such a shame. But the bottom line is, the Maskon is Mizrayas, Ahin Rayas, all over Shas. The Rebbe says in Likud Tesichas, in Chelek, whatever, Parshas Chukas, there's two types of Tchias HaMesim. And this depends on like Ashla Rav all over the place. And if I had the time, I would tell you five shtickles from the present Satmar Rebbe. Bottom line is, when there's Tchias HaMesim, is it something new? When you have a Nes generally, is it a new Metzias, or is it the old Metzias? Does something which created B'derech Nes, is it the same material, the same Metzias? No, it was created, right? Or is it something completely new? So the halachas that don't apply. We could talk about it, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, like Menachos, which come from heaven. and the clouds falling down the Chitim. You remember this? Hello, anyone out there? But Adam Arishin, when the Malachim would say they brought him meat, right? I Adam Arishin was Osir with Bosar. The Machlokes Tosfos and Rashi had Lamshatir, right? It's all told in the Machlokes. Is it created something new? The Rebbe's Mahalach is very interesting. The difference between Ma'isen Nisim, like Elisha, being supernaturally Mechayim Nisim to the Ben Ashunamis, or Tchias HaMeisim HaKloli for Chal Yisrael. Tchias HaMeisim HaKloli, Pshat is, Tasha, when the Eibishter created Vayitzar Hashem Likim Esa Odom, he created in the DNA of a human being, the Choyles and the Zman Menoitim, that there'll be Tchias HaMeisim. There is a, and so when you have Tchias HaMeisim, it's just a hemshich to what was before. Then you, that is, Tchias HaMeisim HaKloli is not Mafkia, that is the Meisim from Aaron. Masha'en came by Elisha, which is the difference between Elisha and Elio with the Ben HaTzafat. I have no time to let this answer a thousand questions or whatever. That is a new Matthias, right? And therefore it's Nifka, the previous Matthias. But the bottom line, what am I trying to give you this as a dogma? There are two types of miracles. There's a miracle where the Nes is Meshadid, it overrides Derech HaTeva. There's a type of Nes, which is, this is the Torah of Rashbi, getting back to what we started from, where you megala that avayu lekim, that is achdus habayra, and there is no difference between nes and teva, and with that you're able automatically to bring down. That's why, like ba'omer, which is the day of Hashem Be'achoy, is connected to the mon, which is you're allowed to be nene from ma'is and nisim, because this is the whole Eibishter. I have this debate with people all the time. The Eibishter created the world. The Eibishter wanted Eden, Shabon, Lechayim, Zayin, Rezicha, and the Eibishter helped Teirosei Mogin Lanu. That's by attaching yourself to the Teirosei Shem Beichoy, you're able to bring down all of these brachas for Chayim Aruchim and all Yeshuas that we all need.
Amen.
It breaks my heart, man.